Section 1, The Lord's Problem-Solving Model. Chapter 1, The Challenges of Life. Chances are that many of the people you see every day, those you work with, those you live with, those you care most about, are facing serious challenges. For instance, how many of the following people do you know? A divorced woman who struggles with her sense of self-worth. Parents who are trying to cope with the increasingly rebellious and alarming behavior of a teenage child. A teacher who is having trouble connecting with the class. A returned missionary who has lapsed into apathy about both the church and life. A father who feels unhappy and unstable in his job. A young adult whose fear of the future has her paralyzed. A mother who feels overwhelmed with the demands of her small children. A married couple who just can't seem to communicate with each other. Our mortal probation is a time of problems and challenges. It was meant to be so, as the Lord said, to, quote, prove them herewith, to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them, close quote. But our Father in heaven, in His mercy, has given us patterns to help us overcome our trials in this life. I suggest that there are three fundamental examples or models given us by God that will help us in any situation. The first is His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. He is the model for each of us personally in the development of our characters, our personalities, our whole lives. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The second model is the temple. This is the model for our homes, filled with purpose, order, cleanliness, equality, reverence, love, and accountability. Home and family are the foundation of the church in God's kingdom, both on earth and in heaven. The temple is the expression of the highest celestial culture found on this earth, a place where God Himself comes. It is His house, His home, and a careful, prayerful analysis of the entire temple experience will reveal a thousand reasons why God has given it to us as a model to strive for, especially for those of us coming from broken homes, dysfunctional families, and single-parent realities. The third model, the main subject of this book, is the restoration of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father's plan of life and salvation for His children. The key to understanding and internalizing the restoration lies in the sequence of the six transcendent events that took place from 1820 to 1844. Transcendent, in this case, means superior to, absolutely necessary, supernally important, beyond comparison with anything else, and foundational to all other significant events. These six events provide a problem-solving model that is overwhelming in its beauty and effectiveness. The restoration was the Lord's response to a very specific problem. God's children all over the world were in a state of immense darkness. Not only had they lost their way theologically, but this darkness pervaded every field of knowledge and action. By the early 1800s, the world had lost a complete and correct understanding of God, of Christ, and of man. The principles were changed. The ordinances had been counterfeited or lost, and the priesthood was no longer on the earth. The world was deeply mired in apostasy. Darkness covered the minds and the hearts of the people. Numerous creeds abounded, and yet millions of God's children were coming into the world with little chance or likelihood of ever finding the fullness of light and truth. Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the 12 wrote of this era, "Angels no longer ministered to their fellow beings. The voice of God was stilled, and man no longer saw the face of his Maker. Gifts, signs, miracles, and all the special endowments enjoyed by the saints of old were no longer the common inheritance of those in whose hearts religious zeal was planted. There were no legal administrators whose acts were binding on earth and in heaven. The religion of the lowly Nazarene was nowhere to be found. All sects, parties, and denominations had gone astray. Satan rejoiced, and his angels laughed. Such were the social and religious conditions of the day. Close quote. Now, think on God's purpose to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. How would he accomplish this purpose in a world filled with such darkness and confusion? How could he bring light and knowledge to mankind in a way that would enable someone without this light and knowledge to gain access to it? We know that he loves us, and that he loves all people alike. No one is special in his sight, for he is no respecter of persons. But in fact, everyone is special in his sight, for the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. In solving his problem, the Lord has given this third model, this beautiful model, has shown us how to solve ours. Because we face the same challenge he did, how to help those around us discover their true identity and fulfill their divine potential. He said that he would show us a pattern in all things. And I believe that the pattern by which he restored light and truth to the earth is the perfect model by which we can restore light and truth to our own lives and to the lives of others, especially our children and those within our stewardships.